Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's Friday, October 3rd. Good morning. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, starting with today. Sunshine, Humidex feeling at least 25. Right now it's 9 degrees. The dollar, 71.57 cents. I'm Stacy Englehart. Looks like Santé Québec is pressing pause on plans to modernize the payroll system. The Crown Corporation is also postponing the digital health record, DSN, for 6 months. Now, according to the Canadian press, in a written statement, the Vice President of Information Technology at Santé Québec does not have much faith in the program's success, saying they're going to take a step back, postpone the launch of the two DSN showcase sites, and temporarily suspend the CEFA project. The estimated cost, $307 million. To date, they've spent almost $250 million. Well, new court documents show a postal code error on an envelope went unreported for 3 weeks in a Quebec riding that won by a single vote. The mistake is outlined in a court action by a former Bloc Québécois member who lost in the federal election in April to her Liberal counterpart. An election employee noted a postal code discrepancy in the special ballot return envelopes nearly 3 weeks before the election, but the error was not reported to superiors. Legal action came after a woman who said she was voting for the Bloc reported her mail-in ballot was returned undeliverable. And could it be the possibility of never having to change your clocks, unless you need new batteries? Liberal Member of Parliament wants to end what she calls the outdated practice of daylight time. The Ottawa area MP plans to table a private member's bill next week to stop the biannual ritual of bringing your clocks ahead and forward. She cites the negative impacts of the twice-annual time change, like health issues, and an increase in the number of vehicle accidents. Light 106.7 Sports baseball playoffs. The wild card round has been decided. Detroit beat Cleveland. The Yankees blank Boston. Chicago beat San Diego. So the Blue Jays host the Yankees for game one of the ALDS tomorrow at 4. Game two is in Toronto again Sunday at 4. NFL yesterday, San Fran beat LA 26-23 in overtime. NHL preseason, Montreal hosts Ottawa tomorrow at 7. CFL action tonight. Ottawa hosts Saskatchewan at 7:30. The Alouettes are off until October 13th. They'll face Ottawa Thanksgiving Day at 1. Light 106.7 weather. Beautiful afternoon. Sunshine. A Humidex feeling at least 25. Few clouds, 14 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny. It feels almost 30 with humidity. And on Sunday, sunshine and a high of 28, not including humidity. Right now, it's 9 degrees. From the Light 106.7 News Center, I'm Stacy Englehart.